This is a special recording for RPG A Day 2018, presented by Dave and Matthew, hosts of the Coriolis Effect podcast.
Hi, it's Matthew and Dave here again, day 5 of RPG A Day. So, Matthew, what is today's question?
And today's question, I don't particularly like, but I'll tell you what it is anyway.
Okay.
It is...
It's a good start.
It is favourite reoccurring non-player character.
Right. Well, we discussed yesterday how many non-player characters there have been in our role-playing career. But there is one that sprung to mind when I was thinking about this question, and it goes back... not quite 40 years, 30-something years, when I was a teenager, running James Bond RPG, which I've still got, and I'd actually quite like to run again one day.
From Victory Games?
Yeah, from Victory Games. It was a good game. I mean, but this was one I didn't play with you. This is with some of my old mates who lived locally to me at the time. And I'd created a bad guy, a bit like, Bond movies always have Odd Job, or Jaws, yeah. Or whoever, you know. So I created a bad guy called Hobo, and I imagined him looking like the voodoo bad guy in Live and Let Die, but he was an assassin who carried two Uzis, and he fired an Uzi with each hand. And so he tended to leave his victims in, you know, a great big pile of bullet holes and lots of mess. So... as a favourite recurring NPC, the reason I've included him here is there was a game we played. The players hadn't come across him for a long time, but they were investigating a murder in a hillside villa. And they found their way into the pool. And there was a body in the pool. And the body had loads of bullet holes in it. And I just described it like that. And then you could just see the realisation on their faces as they... they put two and two together and they went, oh no, it's Hobo. And it was such a great moment on just looking at the players' faces where there was a real emotional kind of, oh God, no, thought we got away from him. And they'd identified him right. And it was just a great little moment. So he's my favourite.
That is a very rewarding moment. That's what you want from a reoccurring NPC.
Yeah.
I guess my problem with this is generally we kill these guys before they can freak us out like that. Because, we are all murder hobos in a way.
Murdering hobos, yes.
So I wanted to use, actually, one of the alternative questions here.
Okay.
I haven't got a favourite reoccurring NPC.
Fair enough.
And so the first alternative question that was offered is... your most memorable character retirement.
And it
follows on from yesterday's podcast, actually.
We've had a few of those, though, haven't we? We had some very good character retirements. But go on, sorry.
We have had some really splendid ones. But again, one that comes to mind, because it was so different from your usual RPG retirement, was shortly after that moment where you were playing my wife Mariko's character, and she was telling me how much she hated me. we had a big shootout at the casino, or around the casino, in this kind of science fiction Wild West town that Firefly is all about. And she was thrown off an escarpment, and her spine was broken. And so, despite the fact she'd just told me how much she hated me and hated the life I'd forced her into, she was now forced to be looked after by me, and my character was forced to effectively retire from gaming and look after his invalided wife for the rest of his life. And he's still there in Tanner's Hold, I think.
He is.
Loving, I'm sure, his wife and his children as much as he has always done, but knowing that her bitterness and her resentment at living with him, and of course, I'm sure, the resentment of being thrown off an escarpment in an effort to defeat me is just welling up inside her.
Yes, I'm sure it is. I mean, it's a very bittersweet retirement, that one, but it did work out really nicely. I thought it worked really well.
Well, we've got a few seconds left. Have you got any favourite character retirements you wanted to talk about?
Well, I think Tony's character, Charles Bennett Smythe, is a good one that I mentioned yesterday. Not so much a retirement as a death,
Nope.
And whatever else I was going to say would have to wait for another time. I think there are a couple of things that I might be able to talk about around some of the future questions, possibly.
Excellent.
If not, I'll just talk about them anyway and solve the question.
Cool. We'll fit it into one of our future podcasts, don't you worry.
Yeah.
So it's goodbye to day 5 and tune in again tomorrow for day 6.
See you then.
This podcast special was brought to you by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. RPG A Day is an idea from David F. Chapman of Autocratic.com, with the support of CastingShadowsBlog.com and Will Brooks. Music is by Stars on a Black Sea and used with permission of Free League Publishing.